of peace. As, amen, praise God. Isaiah identifies him, hallelujah, praise God, in the very scope of the ministry, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. As Isaiah looks, amen, praise God, down through the angels' time, amen, he declares, praise God, that, amen, unto us, amen, a child is born. Yeah. For unto us, he says, a, praise God, a son is given. And he declares that the government will be upon his shoulder, that his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty Father, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, when we, amen, praise God, pull up, amen, the title Prince of Peace, praise God, we are, amen, praise God, or can be sometimes surprised, praise God, that Jesus himself utters the words, amen, amen, praise God, that he utters to us as we have read in our scripture lesson, amen, don't think that I've come to bring peace on the earth. Amen. And while, praise God, he is a Prince of Peace, amen, praise God, is going to take us a minute, hallelujah, to arrive at the peace that God has desired and will bring, amen, praise God, to us, amen, the redeemed of the Lord. But praise God, but on our way, amen, to that everlasting peace, when men will study war no more, and plowshares, the swords will be beaten into plowshares, and amen, praise God, and amen, there will be peace covering the earth, amen, before we get to that juncture, amen, in the plan of God, amen, God declares, praise God, don't get it wrong, don't think that I am come to bring peace on the earth, but rather, he says, I'm coming to bring a division. Tell your neighbor, praise God, even where we are today in 2019, there is still controversy over Jesus. Amen, praise God. The world, praise God, amen, praise God, views him, praise God, in many different lights. Hallelujah. While he is, amen, in truth, a historical figure, amen, praise God, many, praise God, have differing opinions of who he was. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Some religions, praise God, amen, that lean, amen, only on, amen, the Old Testament. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, view God from a position where he was never incarnate. He never came in the flesh. He never, praise God, was God. Amen, praise God, amen, manifested unto the world. They believe that Jesus, praise God, amen, praise God, while being a historical figure, amen, was no more than, amen, another man. Hallelujah. Today, praise God, many, praise God, don't realize, praise God, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He has power to transform lives. And while he's not walking the streets of Washington, D.C., or moving up Eastern Avenue, amen, he still has power, amen, to transform lives. Amen, praise God. In, amen, praise God, his word, there is deliverance. In his word, there is healing. In his word, amen, praise God, there is power to have chains broken and darkness lifted. Can you say amen? I heard him say amen to Israel. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As he spoke, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. To those that he would lead, he told them, I will make the darkness light before you. I will make the crooked straight. The high places, I'm able to bring them down. You ought to give out a God of praise. Tell your neighbor, he's a mighty God. He's a God of deliverance. There's nobody like him. you say amen. Even in today, praise God, we hear his word, and his word speaks to us and tells us, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he may not be walking the streets of D.C. or riding up, amen, praise God, in Maryland, but he is still knocking at the door. He's still, praise God, seeking the one that would open unto him and let him in. Can we say amen? Amen. In his day, praise God, as he walked down here, hallelujah, praise God, there was controversy over, amen, who he was. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. He did only good deeds when he walked the earth. Amen, praise God. And so some looked on the deeds that he had done and realized, hallelujah, that they had come from his hand, and they identified him as a good man. I tell your neighbor, praise God, that's all that some people see right now, that he was a good man. But tell your neighbor, he was more than that. Hallelujah. Amen, praise God. Even then, praise God, everybody wasn't in agreement that he was a good man. Hallelujah. Even though they could not deny the miracles that he had done, they counted it as a way to deceive the people. Can you say amen? So tell your neighbor, you got to come to know God, whether he's working miracles or whether he's not. He's still God. Tell your neighbor, there's nothing he cannot do. But we can praise him for what he's already done. Tell your neighbor, I got a reason to give God the glory. I got a reason to praise him just because I'm living. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you are among the redeemed of the Lord, you can tell them, amen, praise God, I may not know a whole lot of stuff, but this one thing I do know, I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind. Tell your neighbor, but now I see. Hallelujah. I can see now. It was the enemy that wanted to cut me off. I can see now that the devil, though he rubbed on my head, had a knife in his hand to stab me in the back. He didn't want me to live, but I'm so glad that God allowed me to live. Anybody glad he allowed you to live? Tell your neighbor, I could have been cut off. Let him live. And amen, I still got a praise for where he brought me from. I still remember, hallelujah, the deliverance that he wrought in my life. Anybody remember that day that you called on God and got an answer? Anybody remember? Can you say amen? When he brought you up out of your horrible pit and put your feet up, amen, on a rock. Why you gonna praise him? Some said, hallelujah, he's a good man. But others, he's a deceiver. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, praise God. They could not deny the works that he had done. And because of the works that he had done, some said he's a prophet. Can you say amen? Some would dare even to say he is the Christ. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But others had, amen, praise God, a view of him, but they were not clear. Maybe he is Elias. Can you say amen? That was Elijah. Can you say amen? Maybe, amen, praise God, he is Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. I don't know exactly who he is, but I
believe it might be one of them prophets. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't be guessing about Jesus. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't be guessing about him. Amen. You got to know who he is. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. I might be God. Might be a deliverer. A might be God, might be a healer. Can you say amen? Amen. A might be God, might be a savior. Can you say amen? But we ain't got room for might be. Tell your neighbor, I gotta know I've been delivered. I gotta know there's a change in my life. I gotta know that I've been turned from darkness unto light. Anybody know you redeemed? Give him praise. Give your name. I ain't gotta wait till I die to know I'm saved. Oh Lord, tell your name. If I had to wait till I die to know I'm saved, I couldn't tell nobody about salvation. Cause I ain't saved till I die. And when I die, I can't testify. Tell your neighbor, you got to know it before you get to the grave. Tell your neighbor, you got to know you saved before you get to the grave. Can you say amen? Somewhere along life's journey, you got to have that testimony. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Can you say amen? How you know you're redeemed? I repented of my sin. I went to the water. Jesus, and I waited on God. Can you say amen? How do they know if you wait on God, he will come by? Tell your neighbor, he ain't never late. He's always on time. If you wait on him, he will come. Can you say amen? And every redeemed child of God, they waited on God. Amen. Praise God. The first time you called on him, can you say amen? He may not have filled you. Then again, he might. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, hallelujah. Amen. But God is worth the wait. Lord, tell your neighbor, amen. God is worth the wait. The time we live in, they like to hype you up. Can you say amen? And when I say hype you up, they talk about a thing and they build it and make it look so great and so spectacular and so, praise God, amen, unique. And when you finally get to the thing, having heard all of that about it, amen, you look and you're disappointed.
I'm telling you, amen.
Yes, amen. Why? Because, amen, the thing never lives up to the hype. Can you say amen? It ain't as good as they said it would. It don't look as pretty as they said it did. Amen. It don't move as nice as they said it would. But let me tell you something about Jesus. Can you say amen? I don't care how high. Amen, you make him. Can you say amen? He never disappoints. Can you say amen? I don't care how broad you make him. He never disappoints. Can you say amen? The reality is, when we do what God asked us to do, taste and see that the Lord is good. Can you say amen? I'm here to let you know that all it takes is for you to realize, amen, praise God, that God is a real God. He ain't just three words, three letters on parchment paper. He's a real God, and you can feel him moving down on the inside. Tell your neighbor, he brings about a joy unspeakable. It's full of glory. Amen. The joy of the Lord will make you strong when you're weak. Y'all ought to praise him. I say the joy of the Lord will keep you going on when you don't feel like going on. It'll keep you holding on when your body says, I can't hold on no longer. But I tell you, it's something about God that when you get down on empty, he know how. Can you say amen? I was well nigh gone and almost had to live. But guess what? God stepped in. Can you say amen? And he stepped in right on time when I felt like I cried out my last hallelujah. I found out that there was a reserve down on the inside. Anybody ever tapped into your reserve? You can't hold on no longer. You can tap in to your reserve. If you don't know how to tap in, let me tell you, there's a name that you can call that's greater than any other name. Tell your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you call on him, he will come to your rescue. I heard him say in the song, in the day of trouble, call on me. Tell your name. Do you know how to call on him? Do you know how to call on him? Can you say amen? If you call on him, he can deliver. So praise God. Hallelujah. They had varying opinions concerning this Jesus. Couldn't deny, hallelujah, the works that he had done. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But not able, hallelujah, to rightly, amen, distinguish him. Can you say amen? Not able to really put their finger on who he was. Can you say amen? He opened the eyes of a blind man that had been blind, amen, from his mother's womb. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. The Pharisees, can you say amen, had one opinion, but the man whose eyes were open had another opinion. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, and you don't know like I know what God has done for me. Can you say amen? And if you don't recognize what he's done for you, your opinion of him, can you say amen, will not be rock solid. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? The religious authority, can you say amen? Say, well, because he did open your eye on the Sabbath, he ain't no prophet. Can you say amen? Indeed, they call him a devil. Can you say amen? But I want you to know the blind man, he had a different opinion. Tell your neighbor, when God works in your life, you won't have another kind of opinion about who he is. Can you say amen? Somebody said, I was in the fire, but God brought me out. And y'all want to praise him. Somebody said, hallelujah, my hands were bound. I was tied up with this issue and that issue. Can you say amen? But God loosed my chain. Tell your neighbor, somebody got a testimony. I'm free. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, once I was bound, but not now. Now I'm free. And because I'm free, I'm gonna give God the glory. Anybody been delivered from anything? Tell your neighbor, Satan, had me bound. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, Satan, had me bound. But look at me now. Ain't no shame. the gift. Can you say amen? That would make me whole when nothing else could help. Somebody say it was love that lifted me. I called him the devil. Can you say amen? He did not, amen, praise God, walk in the way that they thought he should walk. So they overlooked the miracle that he had done. Called him a devil. Tell your neighbor, if you're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, everybody ain't going to understand you.
Sure ain't.
Amen. The reality is, I ain't there enough. Why are you always calling on that name? Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Because that's the name that's exalted. Why would I call on a low name? But I can call on a high name. Can you say amen? You don't even want your fashion statement to say, I ain't gonna mess with you. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Yeah. Amen. You want your fashion statement to say something. Can you say amen?
Right, man.
And that's why you spend that extra money for a belt that's just a belt, but because it makes a statement. You put out some more money. Can you say amen? Amen. A pair of shoes. You got a pair of shoes. Because when you got them shoes on, Lord have mercy. Somebody say there's a statement. Can you say amen? Give that extra money. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, everybody don't drive a Volkswagen. Lord, can you say amen? Why? Because some folks want to make a statement when they ride down the street. So you can look at them and say, my, one day I'm going to
buy
my. Are y'all hearing me? Don't act like you don't know.
Go ahead, man.
Can you say amen? You know, can you say amen? Hallelujah. The world will exalt that amen that belongs to them. And if they can lift up their thing, I can lift up my thing. Can you say amen? Tell your name, I'm proud to have J-E-S-U-S written on my forehead. Tell your name. We can walk in darkness and cause a stir. And you ain't gotta say a word. Can you say amen? Why? Because the demons start hunting each other. Oh, there you go. There she go. Amen. They washed in the blood. They redeemed. They belong to God. Look out. Can you say amen? They might cast you out.
That's
what you do.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. That boy, your head.
We ain't afraid.
You
so
ain't.
We got close. We walk in the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And we don't get afraid.
We don't get
afraid. Can you say amen?
Don't need.
I might use AMT, but I don't need it.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead,
man. I'm going to get back to first responders. Can you say amen?
Go ahead.
Tell your name. I might use, amen, praise God, the security camera, what do they call it?
Ring.
Can you say amen? But when I send my prayer up to glory, guess what happened in heaven? It ring. Can you say amen? Guess who pick up? God. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. When God pick up, amen, for his sound, he want to know what's going on. What can I do? Jesus.
And amen.
So all the saints need every now and then is a little bit of reassurance.
I'm telling you, that's all, man.
Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. We ain't got to ask God to move the mountain. We leave it at His discretion. Can you say that? Yeah, that's when you done grown a little bit. You tell God, you ain't got to move. Can you say thank you to Him? Move it if you want to. I just need to know that you're with me. I need to know that you're there and your arms are around me. Can you say amen? God fights for us every day. Every day. There are battles carried out on your behalf that you don't know nothing about. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. God, amen, fights for us. Can you say amen? And amen. And just because He don't tell you, amen, every battle that He done won in your behalf, don't miss it. God fights for you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God covers you. Can you say amen? God keeps you. God makes ways for you because of who He is. But amen, praise God. When He came into Jerusalem, the question came because of the stir. Tell your neighbor, if you don't have no stir, people might not ask no questions. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the question became because of the stir. Young folk throwing their garments down in the way. They were shouting, Hosanna in the highest. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. They were crying out to God. Can you say that? It created a stir. Can you say amen? So then, praise God, because of the stir, the people said, who is this? Can you say amen? What got you stirred up like that? Can you say, who is this? Amen, praise God, that got you motivated like that. Who is it that got you on fire like that? Who is it? Can you say amen? Then you have the opportunity to happen.
I'm telling you.
It's Jesus.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Amen? But if you ain't got no stir, amen, they don't see you excited about going to church. They don't see you praying. They don't see you going in your word. They don't see you standing up against the enemy and taking a stand for God's sake. They don't see no stir. When they don't see no stir, they don't ask them questions. Why? Because they assume that you're one of them. Can you say no? But tell your neighbor, you ain't one of them.
Not one of them.
You peculiar.
Hey.
Tell your neighbor, you peculiar.
You're different.
You say that. And you won't have the chance to testify of your peculiarity.
Amen.
If you don't create a stir. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying, praise God, be obstinate and amen, a show off.
Yeah.
You're saying
that.
Amen, praise God. Don't try to bring attention to yourself.
That's right.
It ain't about that.
That's right.
Can you say amen? But amen, make no mistake about it. People will notice.
Hey, well, witness.
When they worried, and you ain't worried.
Uh-huh, they will notice.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? When they're troubled, and you're not troubled. When they're at their wits' end, and you calm.
That's how it goes.
That's what you do.
You create a stir.
Amen.
And when you create a stir, they want to know who is this? Who gives you that kind of peace? Who gives you that assurance?
You want to know.
How do you know everything will be all right?
All right now.
You working at the same place I'm working.
How do you know? Go ahead. That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? How do you know?
Exactly.
Because of who I know.
Hey. That's right.
Thank you. Lord.
I know something. So praise God. All of these controversies surrounded Jesus. He's a good man. No, he ain't a good man. He's the Christ. Well, he can't be Christ. He came from Galilee. Amen. Praise God. He's a miracle worker and a healer. No, he's deceiver and he's a devil. Can you say amen? So praise God. Amen. Praise God. All of this was swirling around Jesus. And he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Tell your neighbor, people got a lot of opinions
they
about
do.
Jesus.
They do.
Amen. They'll line up this line and line up that other line. They got a lot of opinions about Jesus. And so then, praise God, the disciples told Jesus the opinions of people. Some say, can you say amen? Amen, that you're John the Baptist. Herod thought he rose from the dead because he had his head cut off. Can you say amen? Some say, amen, praise God, that you are Elias. And some say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Tell your neighbor, you can't go in your relationship with God by what somebody else said about him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you got to know him for yourself. Mama said he's a deliverer, but do you know he's a deliverer?
You know him.
Mama said he's a waymaker, but do you know he's a waymaker? Mama said he's a healer, but do you know he's a healer? So Jesus says directly to his disciples, but whom say ye,
God,
that I am?
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Guess what? Peter, amen, praise God, steps up. Says, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Peter got revelation direct from God of who Jesus is. Tell your neighbor, Peter knew him by revelation.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen. Amen.
But on the day of Pentecost, Peter still had to get baptized in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And he was still filled with the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. So even though Peter knew him by revelation, he had to have another knowledge of who God was.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
can you say amen?
Amen?
It ain't enough to know the Jesus of the scriptures, and that's all you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know him personally.
Yes, Lord.
I told you before, it's a lot of Christians. It's a lot of Christians. Christians are followers of Christ.
Yes.
They're following, amen, the doctrine of Christ. Mm-hmm. There are Christians all over the place.
All over the place.
But a whole lot of Christians don't know who Jesus is. They're following the teaching of Christ. But he told them to repent. Mm-hmm. What about that? Be baptized in his name and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen, praise God. Christian without knowledge of who God is not really Christian.
It really isn't.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you're going to be rejected.
I'm telling you.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Why are you going to be rejected? Because God's going to say, I never knew you.
God.
Tell your neighbor, you got to know it.
You do.
You got to know it.
Oh, my God.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Oh,
it's a good thing you stopped drinking.
I'm telling you. Yeah,
glad you don't smoke.
Yeah.
Glad you don't do no drugs.
Yeah.
Your mouth ain't no toilet, so I'm glad.
Uh-huh.
Can you say amen? It's a good thing. But you need to know God.
Yeah, that's what
amen?
I said.
I don't. And you can fill in the blanks. I don't drink, I don't drug, I don't run around. You can fill all the blanks in. Can you say amen? But you got to know
God.
Hallelujah. Can you say amen? So there's still controversy right now. Amen, praise God. Because they know what they don't do.
Yeah.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't run around.
That's what they say, Pastor.
But what they don't know is God.
Hey.
Can you say
help,
amen?
Help, Lord. Help, Lord.
Amen, praise God. And there's the controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, praise God. I know God because I don't X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say amen?
Hello.
But tell your neighbor, X, Y, Z don't teach you.
Right.
Who God is.
Tell the kids, man.
You got to have that relationship with God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And that comes only through salvation.
Amen.
You got to know him. Can you say amen? And amen. And for the children of God, amen, praise God. That, amen, praise God, knowledge has been brought secure into our life.
Amen.
Amen, praise God, because we had the desire to know him. Amen, praise God. In the fellowship of his suffering. and in the power of his resurrection. And when we come to know God, amen, praise God, we testify as Paul did to Timothy. I know whom I have believed.
Yes.
Anybody persuaded?
Persuaded.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
When you know,
you
can be persuaded.
It's true.
Yes.
When you know a controversy ends, I know that he's my deliverer.
Hey.
I know that he's my way maker. I know that he's my final answer. I know that he is God. And so, praise God, when the controversy ends, amen, you can still go to the doctor. But you know who your healer is. And you say amen. When the controversy ends, you can still get a lawyer. But you know who your deliverer is.
Go ahead.
Can you say amen? When the controversy ends, amen, praise God, you can still, amen, praise God, have a nice bank account. Can you say amen?
But
you know who supports you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it ain't my bank account.
It's
God.
It's God.
So as I leave you today, amen, praise God, I invite you to come.
My God.
And let the controversy end.
Yes.
Ain't no be no more dispute.
Yeah, no more dispute.
Ain't no be. Amen. Is he this? Is he that? Mm-hmm. Can he do this? Can he do that? Amen. Is he able? Is he not able? Double-minded man. Unstable. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But we are not blown around by every wind of doctrine. We, amen, praise God, are stable. We are anchored in the Lord. And we know whom we have believed. And we are persuaded. Tell your neighbor. See what it is when you're persuaded. Amen, praise God. Amen, you've already got your mind. It's a bad thing to go anywhere, amen, praise God, that you're trying to accomplish anything and your mind is not settled. Can you say amen?
Jesus.
You're trying to go and your mind ain't settled. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. One minute you think, well, yeah.
Woo!
Then the next minute you think, well, yeah. Then another minute you think, well, yeah. Can you say amen? Your mind is not settled. Can you say amen? But when we know our God, we know what he will do in our behalf. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, Israel didn't need to know. I'm going to leave you. Israel didn't need to know the way to the land of promise. Tell your neighbor, they didn't need to know.
I'm telling you.
God knew.
Yes.
Can you say amen? And guess who they were following?
I'm telling you.
God.
Yeah.
And if you're following God,
and
God knows, you ain't got to worry about whether or not you will arrive at the right place.
Wonderful Savior.
Amen, praise God. All you need to do is acknowledge him. Lord, you're the leader. Lord, you're the guide. You're the director. Amen, praise God. Amen, I'm following the path that you give me to
God.
And if we acknowledge him in all of our ways,
scripture,
he said he would direct us. And we say amen. Trust him. He will. Can you say amen? And as we follow, praise God, we give him thanks and we give him glory and we give him praise. Because we're not wandering.
No.
We're following. Tell your neighbor, God don't call wanderers.
No.
He calls followers. Can you say amen? Amen. Take up your cross. Follow me.
Hey.
Can you say amen?
Scripture.
Amen. Praise God. And so he calls followers. Amen. And if we would be a follower, we've got to come to know him. And amen, praise God. When you know him, you know he's going to make it. When you know him, you don't worry all night long. And you say amen. When you know him,
you
put your trust in him.
Yes, Lord.
I'm persuaded that he is able. So I'm looking over my banker.
Amen.
I'm looking over my doctor.
Sure am.
I'm looking over my lawyer.
Yes,
I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that that I've committed unto his hand against that day. So praise God, the church is looking for rapture. We're going to get up out of here.
Yes,
amen. Say amen. 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 When God calls, amen, and the trumpet is sounding, we're going to get up out of here. Amen. Praise God. Ain't going to be no more struggling and, amen, dealing with this, that, and the other. We're going to get up out of here. But until the rapture come, we know God can keep us.
Yes, Lord.
Think about it. The world has not that assurance.
Yes.
They don't know if they're going to be kept.
They don't know.
Can you say amen?
Yeah,
amen. Praise God. If they don't have relationship and die tonight, they lost. I'm just saying amen.
Oh,
yes. Amen. Praise God. They don't know. Amen. Praise God. From one day to the next. Amen. Everybody that died, amen, praise God, in the Marine shooting on the base didn't go to work that day expecting to die. Mm-hmm. Those that climbed aboard that Black Hawk helicopter were not expecting to die that day. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. Amen, praise God. But if you had boarded that helicopter, knowing who Jesus is, it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't even matter.
Can you say amen?
It sure wouldn't.
Can you say amen? If you, amen, praise God, had arrived on that Marine base that day, knowing who Jesus is,
you all right.
It wouldn't even matter. Can you say amen? So then, praise God, the church, the people of God, the redeemed of the Lord, we are sojourners. Mm-hmm. We're strangers.
Yeah, strangers.
We're passing through. This ain't home.
Tell
your neighbor, I ain't home yet. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So if I don't live on my
time,
I ain't worried. I ain't
worried.
Can you say
that?
If I ain't driving, whatever, I ain't worried. Because I'm not home yet. Can you say amen? And one thing about it, when I get home,
my God,
I will not be disappointed.
Yes. Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
Amen. Tell your neighbor it will have been worth just to find out who Jesus is. It will be worth it all. Amen. Praise God. We need to be persuaded.
Yes, Lord.
And we need to be in the place where we can stand up in front of the devil and let the devil know I'm safe.
Hey.
I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's I'm what safe. I say, Pastor.
Can you say amen?
Take that from
tell your
me.
Neighbor, I'm not perfect.
Yeah, I'm not perfect.
But I'm saved.
But I'm saved. Take that away from me.
How to be saved is obedience to the gospel. The repentance of your sins and the baptism in Jesus' name. An infilling of the Holy Ghost that will be initially evidenced by speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. And when you have that experience,
my God,
you can say to your circumstances,
yes,
I know him.
I know him.
You can say to the devil,
tell him you can.
I know him.
Yeah.
You can say to the demons,
yes, you can. I'm a witness.
And amen. And because I know him, I have no controversy in my heart. It shall be well.
Yes, Lord.